you're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, more specifically to Live and Local, a show featuring live songs from local musicians. The Blasting Room of Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience is sponsoring this episode. I'm Mia Sawaya, and Lady Denim has joined me tonight. They'll start off the live set with their song, Cherry Limeade.
Take it away, Ozzy.
If she calls me in the morning, I'll be snoring, dreaming of her. Cause lately, this old boy gets dizzy, he's kissing her lips, tastes like cherry limeade. Hang with me after school. First pool when he's not around. And if your dad calls you, like you tend to do, don't answer it now. And if we're certain that things aren't working, towards happy endings. Some lover, there is no right word to describe the taste on my tongue. But the night is still so new, despite your curfew, just dance around. The ripest nights in June, baby, hung the moon, let's dance around. Almost over, don't grow with the weather, leaving me bitter cold. And when I'm old and gray, memories begin to fight.
Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room, and we just heard Cherry Limeade by Lady Denim. Thank you guys for playing that. They're one of the biggest bands in the local scene, despite only having been together for less than a year. All four members of Lady Denim are in the studio right now, so if you guys don't mind, do you want to like go around the room and do some intros real quick? You can like say your name and your favorite local band.
I'm Matthias Mandel, also known as the Oz Man, or Ozzy.
Nice.
I play the drums.
Hey, I'm Ryan. I'm the substitute bassist coming in today. It's been a good time.
I'm Nick Lubin, the lead guitar. I would say my favorite local band is probably Gleema.
Gleema. Good one.
Big Gleema guy.
I'm Nick Lundin. I'm vocals. I'd say my favorite local band, I guess if I had to go back to Denver based area, it was Gestalt. They're playing with us. But yeah, Gestalt probably for sure.
Oh, I didn't know we had to say local favorite.
That's okay.
Favorite local band. Slow Caves for me.
Ooh, Mr. Slow Caves. That was a good one.
It's Lady Denim for me.
Yeah. Oh, tell him. Same. Nice. Okay, well, you guys are a pretty new band. Like, this is your first real year as being a band, and I feel like you guys have had a crazy amount of progression. What's it like growing so quickly as a band? Is it, like, nerve-wracking, or is it just, like, you're going with the flow?
I know we still get kind of giddy and nervous about doing, like, just even, like, little coffee shop gigs every now and then. But I think it's really cool seeing people reach out to us from kind of all across, you know, people saying they love what we do and how, like, the music we provide. But yeah, it's definitely very honoring and humbling for sure.
Yeah, I feel like you guys went directly from like basement shows to like the Aggie Theater was like the first like big kind of show you had. What was it like going from that, like that transition?
I actually remember getting the email. We got the Aggie show and I was calling Nick at work. Like, bro, just pick up. We got the show. super excited. I think we just really were like, yeah, we can't really screw this up now, can we? Mm-hmm. We got the opportunity, so let's really just rise to the occasion. But
cool. And this is a little bit of a random question, but Cherry Limeade is a song you just played, and there was an interesting fan comment I found about it. It was like, the quote was, "I'm more excited for this drop than I was to go to college." That's how excited they were.
They probably were going to see you, to be honest.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, come on.
But in the spirit of that interesting comment, what's like the weirdest compliment you've gotten for your music? Is there one that stands out?
Well, we were talking earlier today. I just know this speaking for myself. I don't know if you guys have any others, but people like the concept of like for Edgy Girls, like Ramona the Title, and it's like, oh, I love what you're doing with the Ramona Flowers thing. And I just found out that was from a movie, Scott Pilgrim. That's not at all where I got the name Ramona, though. But okay, if that's how they correlate the two, then I'm stoked on it. But yeah,
I was going to ask about Ramona later because I feel like she's like an idol for your fan base.
For sure.
Yeah, right. Is she real? Is she based on a real person, or is it more of like an imaginative thing?
Yeah.
She's kind of just like a lump of various people, you know?
Okay.
Into this one kind
into
of person.
One
yeah, exactly.
Person. Cool. Yeah. If you could describe Ramona in three words, any of you, what would the three words be?
It's Cara Delevingne, maybe. I don't know what you guys say.
No, I agree with that, mate.
100%.
Nice. And you guys released, well, the song you just played, Cherry Limeade, that's like a newer song. But all the other songs you're going to play today are from the Four Edgy Girls Like Ramona EP that you released earlier this year. And you guys recorded that through the Aggie Records, right? Which is like a place in California. Is that true?
No, that's just that's a little self produced label. I mean,
I thought it was like a real thing.
No. So we just distributed it, and they said, like, the question was, all right, pick a cool, clever name. And we're like, go Aggies. So we just kind of stuck with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you recorded it yourself?
We recorded it in the church of a basement.
The Cherry Limeade is what we record in LA.
Yeah, we went out to Los Angeles to record through a studio out there.
Nice.
But yeah.
That's cool. And did you guys like all fly out for that, or how did that work?
So Chris, who's our bass player, he's been backpacking the East Coast actually right now. So we had a sub. We like there's a website you can do to contract bass players, and we were able to do that fortunately. So yeah, but we got a bass line, and he's got a little wave file to listen to what the bass line is. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we had a little setup out there, and it was just like super portable and convenient. So we just cut it on that and.
It sounds really good. So yeah.
Yeah, they
good job
did
an
amazing. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Casey. Did an amazing job with that.
Yeah.
So.
Were there any like songs that were more difficult to record than others, or was it kind of like a smooth process?
I personally struggled with Darling Are You Lonely. Mm-hmm. That was on the EP. I think it's very very structured and just very like snappy. Mm-hmm. So that was the kicker for me for sure. Yeah. It's probably easy for you guys, but
I mean, we never had like recorded together as a group, so it's like it's just a matter of like working out the kinks and everything.
Absolutely.
But like after, I'd say when we got through like halfway recording, like everything just went smoothly after that, and it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Well, on that note, do you guys want to get back to the music? Does that
I'd
sound
love
good?
To, yeah.
Awesome. So the next song coming up is Pipe Dream by Lady Denim, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Together at my show. Oh, should chasing daisies. Daisies never grow. Really, I don't mind much, 'cause she's so colorful with her violet emotions and her ruby red dress. Looking into those green eyes and shot right in my chest. Still, I sit with this lump in my throat, hoping I don't choke him tomorrow. I'll picture you under the size of the moon, taking pictures together at my show. Oh. And you don't know how we feel, so we send each other songs. But saying I still love you should never take that along. So look me in my eyes, say the words I wanna hear, but you're just a pipe dream that I always hold dear.
Coming up now is Darling, Are You Lonely by Lady Denim, only here on 90.5 KCSU, Fort Collins.
Thank you. I can see right through the lyrics on your shoes, dealings with this guy you stick around to just to feel kin tight. You seem to resign the little signs in life, what they even mean.
KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on their recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard two songs by Lady Denim. The first was Pipe Dream, and the second was Darling, Are You Lonely? You guys just played Pipe Dream. That's like one of your biggest, that is your biggest song out right now. But it was originally called Cam's House, right? Is that true? Why was it called that?
Ooh, oh my gosh. All right, so it's called Cam's House. It's about a girl from back in high school. And we were at a party where, like, you know, like parents are upstairs and then kids are drinking downstairs. So it was at my buddy's Cam's house, and we had this thing on and off throughout high school, but it kind of felt like at that moment there was kind of the start of the infatuation of summer, and that did happen, but, you know, I think the story kind of carried out into a good song. So, yeah, Cameron Fushimi, if you're listening to this, dude, yeah, we got a song for you, buddy.
Nice. You're still friends with him, I'm assuming?
Heck yeah.
Cool. Yeah, there's, like, you reference, like, a lot of people you know throughout the album, right? Or it's, like, a personal, like, kind of love story album. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, it's kind of it's, like, the narrative of kind of just a collage of different stories, I'd say, that we kind of share.
Definitely try to squeeze in our mates every now and then.
Cool.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So do you write the songs yourself, Nick, or does everyone kind of have, like, a say in what gets written?
I take, lyrically, that's what I do. Nick's more the kind of the structure, and then we kind of, the bones and everything kind of get put together, Chris and Ozzy, and that's kind of how we go about putting music together.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, I have a little bit of a random question, because I know there's, like, a lot of hobbies throughout the band. I know, Nick, you're a model. And then the other Nick, you, like, surf. I don't know about you guys, Ryan and Matthias, your hobbies, but we can get into that.
I'm a big outdoorsy guy, so, like, anything hiking, camping.
That's your thing.
Hunting, like, you name it. Like, I just like the mountains.
Outdoors boy.
Yeah, that's really good. I like that too. My hobby's always been music as a central point.
Right.
I go to school right now for it down in Denver. Not CU Boulder, CU Denver. That's where it's at.
There's a good chance my parents are listening to this. So my biggest hobby is being in the library.
Good answer. Yeah.
So
that was a good answer.
That's my biggest hobby for sure.
True. Nice. Well, I wanted to talk about the modeling a little bit, because I think that if you're up for it, Nick, because I'm just interested, you know, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like a model is also a very competitive kind of field. Are there any stories that stick out on the runway of, like, any drama or
anything?
Oh,
man. Honestly, it's just everyone just kicking it backstage, you know.
It's pretty chill.
Honestly, yeah, yeah. I've never fallen on the runway, so thank
you. True.
Thank
you don't have the problem with heels, I'm assuming.
No heels, but bare feet, thank Lord. But it's kind of cool. It's just meeting really cool people, spending a lot of time in Denver. It was fun.
It's just a chill vibe.
Right, yeah.
Nice. For your fans, can they expect a tour soon? I know it's like you guys are really new, so that's kind of a hard question, but have you guys been thinking about it?
Yeah, we definitely have.
Absolutely.
There's some good friends of ours. I don't know if we're allowed, we should probably, it'd be safe to not name drop, but I think what's cool about the success we've gained so quickly is some of the friends we've made along the way, as far as bands out of state. But I think we definitely, next summer, we want to toy around with it. I think it's amazing the support Fort Collins has given us so far, but it'd be good to give it to some of the other towns, you know. But yeah, I definitely would expect by summer we have something lined up. But
that's exciting. And I feel like, I don't know, at least around campus, I was like, this in studio has been like there's been a lot of hype gathered around it for a while, because everyone in the studio knows you, and like, I feel like a lot of people around campus know you. Do you ever get, like, fangirls hitting you up on the plaza or anything like that?
We just kind of run into
new friends.
Faces.
Yeah, new friends.
High fives.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Just glad they like our stuff, you know?
At least they don't, hate your music.
That's, like, the crazy part about this group, because, like, we came together, it's been, like, 8 months, something like that, you know, thinking nothing of it, just making music for fun and in the basement of the church, it's, like, now we're here. It's, like...
Yeah.
I don't think
thanks to the fans. Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Anyways, I think we should get back to the music. This will be the last song of the set, and it's called Ramona by Lady Denim.
Oh, no. watching your dances, no one else in the world. Crowded parties, never really your thing. But you drink back wine and slur the words you sing. You ask me softly, can we get out of here? I reach for doors and tell slide of all my beer. As I grab the door, is this where our story begins? Chapters matched with untold ends. 'Cause you make me feel like I'm finally alive. I'm drunk on you, unlike me to do. That's for tomorrow. I hope you don't come. Beginning tethered, hey. She knows what they do, but it's all for the thrill of it. In all Ramona, I look at your starry eye. You and those untold secrets throughout the night. As I watch you sail, your hands out the window. Does the wind blow farther than Colorado? It's your dream in color, days when you grow. Just say the words, I'm sold. 'Cause you make me feel like I'm finally alive. I'm high on you, unlike me to do. As for tomorrow, I hope it don't come. Thinking lightly with my candid eyes, why you took me on this grand adventure when you could have any guy. But now the sun is rising, may our story never end. Up the words to sell you, you say you're such a good friend. Thank you so much, 90.5 KCSU Colorado State. Go Rammies!
KCSU Fort Collins. That was Ramona by Lady Denim. But yeah, thank you guys for coming in and playing all that music. It was really fun having you. Do you have any other shows or projects you'd like to let the Fort Collins community know about before we're done?
Yeah, we definitely have an EP coming out in the new year. We got the date set up and everything. Like I said, we probably can't name drop it quite yet.
But yeah, we have an EP release show coming up in the beginning of February. So
that's fun. Oh, next year.
Of next year, yeah.
Awesome.
So, yep.
Thanks for listening to Live and Local and supporting college radio. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com.